from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The Rockets coming out to play.
I could keep going if you want, but I'm not.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Rockets coming out to leapfrog the Warriors this year.
You hear Draymond going at Gobert?
Oh, boy, what another gutsy move.
For being taken out of
a gutsy
Francis
move from
Lionel.
Draymond Green.
He
now
said
he's critiquing Francis' team.
Yeah.
Don't get me started on Draymond Green. There is some. Here's what's going on. Talking about Brandon Ayuk, the latest no deals in place from Mike Garofolo.
Look at you. Who gave you that correction?
NFL Network.
Who do you think?
Who gave you that? Shout him out.
No.
Why?
Because I don't want to.
It was Willard. Took time out of his day to get us right.
He took time out of his day to stick it to me is what he did.
All right. I bet he's smiling right now.
Garofolo said no deal in place. We had Andrew Filippone from Pittsburgh saying that everything was done, but the ink drying, essentially. We'll see.
It's been some hours.
It's heavy ink.
Yeah, right.
One of those old school pens with a feather that you have to dip into a quill.
To do calligraphy.
There's other news, by the way, that I just want to touch on briefly, and then we'll get back to Ayuk. What do I have in common with Lamar Jackson?
Chokers? No, can you tell me?
The nerve of somebody like of a high school Harry like you.
I'm still playing, buddy.
Calling Lamar Jackson a choker is rich.
No. That's how I feel.
No.
Choker.
I have something in common with Lamar Jackson.
All right, what is it?
He said he lost weight because he felt fat and slower.
Wow. Good for him.
And here's a shocker.
Not a doctor.
This is a shocker of all shockers. And let me guess, you'll be like, you're going to stand up for the guy.
Let me hear it first.
Jim Harbaugh.
My man.
Unethical conduct.
Hey.
Unethical.
And he left the brother, the new head coach, in a bad position, man.
That doesn't bode well for the Chargers.
Please. He's going to get a chip. He built something with the Niners. Dude, I watched that 2014 NFC Championship game. He could coach my team any day of the week.
Yeah, he called the same play four times in a row.
That wasn't him. That was offensive coordinator.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he brought that guy to the Chargers, too. So.
Wow. That's amazing. I can't wait for football. We got games tomorrow, preseason.
Exhibition.
They still got lines on them the people that like to play the ponies. It's started.
I know I say that a lot, but there's a reason I say it. So this must have been about 25 years ago. The great Raymond Ritter.
Had a birthday. I wished him happy birthday.
Director of communications for the Warriors. And I was covering the whatever they call the season before the regular season. And I kept referring it as like, yeah, they got an exhibition game. And he pulled me aside once and he goes,
it's a freak.
He goes, hey, it's not a big deal. Hey, but you know, I just want to let you know that like the NBA really want to stress that it's preseason. It's not an exhibition. And I said, okay. And I've never called it preseason since.
Oh, look at you or that guy.
Oh, yeah, I'm a rebel.
It's not a big deal. I love when people started off with that.
Here's the other thing that happened today. Kiss Lowry Markkanen goodbye, at least for a year.
He can't play, but they gave him $300 million.
240.
Miss me, man.
238.
238. 7-footer that could put it on the floor.
Yeah. Last time he guarded a guy was in Finland.
Well, they were trying to tank. Put it all to his doorstep, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're back in championship contention with Lowry Markkanen.
Let me guess, you didn't want him.
No, not if you're giving up future first-round picks. I love being responsible about the future.
This season's
going to
be
the Niners.
This season's going to be interesting for
kind of wild. You'd rather be in Salt Lake City than San Francisco.
Well, you know what's funny?
What was that about?
You want to honestly know what it's about?
Who loves Utah?
I think Salt Lake City's a great city, and I am not kidding. Why wouldn't you like Salt Lake City? Have you ever been there?
No.
Okay, well then what are you criticizing?
Shout out Kevin Danes and the Danes family. Big wigs. They got their own business. I used to play for the Mormon League, and in order for me to play, I'd have to go to church. So they tried to convert me once.
So you had a lot of DNPs?
No, please. I went, but they tried to convert me one
time.
When's
the last time you've been to church?
Sonny, I just went to Texas last summer.
I said church.
Yeah, we do that on Sunday. You have to, Sunday.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
No, you don't. You don't have to go to church.
This is our church.
Yeah, wow, the church of sports. But anyway, last year, back to my point, they were a great family, but I don't think a lot of, I got to be careful here, a lot of people from the community would say, oh, Salt Lake is where I want to go stay.
Carl Malone did.
Well, he was black.
You better be careful.
So did
he liked horses and farming.
Okay, let me tell you something.
He was rare.
And this is the one I use all the time. You know who played in Utah for like 3 years and loved it? Jamal Tinsley. Yeah, the point guard from New York City.
I'm not saying
as big a city kid as you could ever want.
But some guys like to be in that era out the way. I'm not.
The bottom line is we should have known this. Tony Jones of The Athletic, who covers the Nuggets and the Jazz, he reported back in 3 months ago that Markkanen liked Utah a lot. He said it was similar to his native Finland in terms of the climate. He said,
but did he have a no-trade clause?
Who?
But Markkanen. Because if they didn't like him, they would have sent him out of there.
For Moses Moody?
No, for anybody.
No,
because you
send him out of town for anybody.
The theme was Danny Ainge was over, like Lori wasn't it. Not you. A lot of people were like, oh, they're just going to move him. No.
Nobody ever.
Danny knows talent.
Nobody ever thought Danny Ainge was just going to move Markkanen.
It was out there like this dude's a stiff.
That's revisionist history.
Yeah.
Lowry. I think you're making that up.
No, I'm not. I'm talking to. You didn't even want him.
Cite one person who called Lowry Markkanen a stiff.
Oh, now. I'm saying they use different words.
Oh, what did they use?
In the guru computer.
Talented
came out
big
stiff.
Man does not mean stiff.
Well, you thought admit this.
No.
The Markkanen era was over in Utah.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
It sounded like it. Because you were saying he was just a guy. You and a lot
That's
of
Moses
people.
Moody, who's just a guy.
Lowry.
Markkanen's a good player.
Yeah.
I don't think he puts the Warriors anywhere closer to a title.
Wow, Steiny.
What do you mean, wow, Steiny?
With Steph and Trey?
Steph stinks. Have you been watching him?
He took three shots.
Exactly.
He's coasting.
Because he can't get his shot off anymore.
Stop.
I don't even want to get into how long a season it's going to be in Golden State.
Hey, I didn't tell you last week I went to my chiropractor. Oh, man. Dr. Joe Jolly in Fremont. It's
highly,
incredible, Steiny.
I would recommend not going to a chiropractor.
Somebody else said that. Why? This dude was great. I feel like I can fly. R. Kelly. I believe. Well,
just
oh
wait
God,
a week. Just wait a week.
Wait a week for what? It's been a week.
You'll see how it feels in a week.
Are you being?
I had the most unpleasant experience of my life with a chiropractor. God bless him.
Okay, now you got to pay it. It's our show.
I went for neck and shoulder pain. He did something to my neck that was indescribable. Yada, yada, yada. I had two diastectomy infusions after that.
Ooh, Steiny. Not this doctor, Joe Jolly. Friend,
did you find this guy on Craigslist? What are you talking about?
Where were you at?
It's funnier than that.
In the Bay?
Susan saw him at a street fair.
This is scary.
You know how you go to a street fair, they're like, Jimmy Smith chiropractor.
Oh, man.
She picked up the card and said, I think you should try this guy.
This is Steiny. He changed my life, man. No back stiffness when I get up, lower back. I'm jumping to the rim.
Good for you.
Yeah.
You jump into the net.
I bowed out.
Can you still get net?
Steiny, stop. I get rim.
You get nothing.
What are you talking about? I'll touch this ceiling right now.
You're washed. You're washed as a player.
I'll still create.
You create nothing.
I block shots and rebounds.
You create turnovers.
Steiny, stop. I don't.
All right, let's go to...
I'm getting mad, though.
At your game?
No.
Rightfully so.
You not coming to see me ball.
Why would I do that?
Dr. Joe Jolly in Newark, go see him.
Hey, Joe, seriously.
Came to Norm's party.
I'm not killing you, Joe. I'm killing your business. Hey, JC in Sacramento. How you doing, JC? What's going on, man?
What's going on, gentlemen?
Talk to us.
I'm good. I just think that, man, we are underestimating Brandon Ayuk's value. And I look at the Niners and I'm like, you knew you were drafting a wide receiver. Really, I don't think that Ricky Parcells, a.k.a. John B., can play the X position. I think he's a slot guy. But then you re-signed Juwan Jennings to play the slot. So I don't think that Juwan Jennings can play the X. He had 22 receptions last year. He's not going to go from 22 to 70. I just don't see that. So I'm really confused, and I think that they're underestimating his value. Like, look what he had to deal with, the dysfunction of this offense since he's been on the team. He's had to play with how many different quarterbacks? His first year, 3-4 different quarterbacks 2 years ago. You got a first-year guy starting, Trey Lance gets hurt, then three other quarterbacks. If you add Josh Johnson come in, that's four quarterbacks in 1 year. I'm hearing callers call in saying his numbers are not this. Well, damn, how many all-pros are going to be able to be when you got four quarterbacks starting in one season, multiple seasons? That's just not one season, that's multiple seasons. So when I'm looking at the totality of the situation, I'm just kind of like, yo, I understand him wanting to get his money, but I don't understand San Francisco's mindset and what their game plan is. You got too many receivers playing the same position, and now you have a rookie who's hurt, who's 23 years old, didn't dominate college football at 23, going against 18, 19-year-olds. He's already hurt. And I don't believe that they can just make the playoffs, because this isn't that 2019 team going to get Emmanuel Sanders. They still had to go get him, and he was a number one by experience. This is an older team. The key players have been banged up consecutive years since the Super Bowl season. I'm looking at the landscape like, if you don't replace him with equal or greater value and you just get draft picks or somebody like a Kendrick Bourne who's coming off of his own ACL tear, you try to replace him with picks, I don't think that they'll go to the playoffs, because the Rams are better, Seattle's better, the whole entire conference is better, Detroit's better. Look at Green Bay. Like, you have to have a number one who can go get it. And I heard a caller say, very quickly, can he make the big catch in the Super Bowl? Well, when I watched the Super Bowl, the two biggest plays of the day, he was wide open.
Yes,
on the last play in the end zone, he whooped his man.
Yeah, Trent broke
down. Why did the coach not call the play for his number one wide receiver? You're going to your third guy because he has one good catch? Go to the money man. He's an all-time. Go to the money man. Both times you would have won the Super Bowl. Game over. Your defense is hurt. I can't just say that they're just going to come back. Huff's coming back from an ACL. Your top 10 linebackers got it. He's coming back from an Achilles. Like, your front line is undersized. Like, where is I'm just not seeing it if they don't have that explosive offense to carry the team. You know what I'm saying?
Man, if we were in church and the offering was going around, I normally don't contribute 90. I'd put something
in it. What's new? Hey, no. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I'm taking that back. I'm taking it back. I forgot to tell you this. By the way, JC,
that was
all
phenomenal.
Those points are fair.
Yeah.
I would disagree with their offense was dysfunctional. But other than that,
well,
he makes
I
valid
asked
points.
Real quick before you give me like kudos.
You better hope I don't forget.
This last playoff run? It didn't look like they didn't mimic themselves. All just Green Bay, Dietrich Steiny, stop. When you Joe Montana played good teams and they destroyed teams on the biggest
stage.
You do
this all the time. The greatest quarterback of all time did great in the playoffs. That's why he's the greatest quarterback of all time. He and Brady,
but he had some great points.
He did. He absolutely did. Now I'm not telling you. Now I'm not telling him. It was going to paint Guru in such a positive light. And now I'm not.
But the
do
people
it.
That really know me know that's what light I'm under. And I don't. You know, I'm not fake. Well, I don't try to get that light. He just follows me.
No, your light is.
Well, say it
bright.
Then. Come on.
Your financial light, though, sometimes dims.
What dollar?
How many were? So, when was it? The day I left? A couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
We went to
right
Sam's.
Right before you and I.
We went to Sam's. And
I know what you're about to say.
I'm gonna give the numbers. I don't care. I'm going to give the numbers. Guru had one drink.
Yeah.
I stayed for one more than one drink. So Guru paid. Guru got the bill, paid the bill, left a tip. He walked out. I had a look. I grabbed his bill. The drink was $12, and Guru left a $7 tip.
Oh, my God.
That is a fact.
I'm rounding up nowadays, Evan.
That is a fact. That is over a 50% tip.
Wait.
I'm dead serious.
Was the check in the light, or was it
Evan,
in the dark?
Only I know. You know, the body you can't see when they ask you the questionnaire.
We were talking about needing contacts before.
But no, Evan, I was like, you know what? That's what I've been doing. Just
it was 12. He put 7. He added correctly. I saw 19.
And I said, walking out, you will not believe this. I said, that MFR probably looked to see how much I tipped. And you
I did. And I told Paul.
I think maybe that's why I did it.
I told Paulie, the bartender, I said, let me see this.
You never look at another man's tip, Steiny.
Oh, boy.
That's a 3.
Look at Stein. That's a 5.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Let's go to Big Al. Big Al's in Chico. Hope he's safe and sound up there.
Chico Wildcats.
And I'm being serious there. Okay, good.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, great show, guys. What I wanted to talk about was Ayuk. I think that the Niners should just really play hardball and go, hey, you know, you're going to be making the 15 mil this year. Take it or leave it. And if you want to hold out and not play, I've never heard of that happening in the NFL ever, where a guy is under contract and just refuses to play. But I think that they should do that. The thing is, he's under contract, and if the Niners really wanted to really be mean, they could do that and then franchise him next year.
Yeah.
And then what people don't understand is Jamar Chase from Cincinnati, he's due to make $1 million only this year. And no one's talking about that. He's in camp, working out, practicing with Joe Burrow, not even making a peep. And he's...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Way better than Ayuk. So, I mean, that's just my case. I'm just sick of this news. It being the top sports story besides the Olympics right now, it's Brandon Ayuk, and he's under contract, and that's what I just don't understand, guys.
Appreciate it.
Wow,
I thought Ja'Marr Chase at camp.
He is at camp, Stoney.
Okay, and all indications, my sources in Cincinnati say that that's a formality.
And he's making more than $1 million. It sounded like
I can't speak to that.
All right, okay,
I don't have the numbers in front, but.
Bottom line is, I don't care about anywhere else, Donnie. I don't even care about this receiver market. The Niners should have took care of their business and their books. And for whatever reason, Brandon Ayuk, the situation is what it is. It's and Trent Williams on top of it. I think they take a little hit. They've never said or claimed they were smartest men in the room, but it was about family. It was about timing.
No, it wasn't. It was never about family. Stop that.
And everybody's gotten paid.
What is this, your first professional season of watching sports?
Except by you.
It's not a family, Goo.
Yeah.
It's never been a family.
They used to go, they win. Niners.
Oh, my God.
Lost three Super Bowls in a row.
Are you still talking about the Joe Barry Carroll for Parrish and McHale trade?
They had no good time.
I mean, boy, I tell you what, Warriors really struggled this year to make the playoffs. Boy, if they would have made that trade in 1979, it would have been better. Come on. Quit living in the past.
Give the man his money.
Who?
Ayuk. I need to know what he's asking for, though.
He deserved it.
Saw Kerr. Kerr about to come back with the gold.
The guy, for the first time in his life, gives a tip of over 50%, and now he wants everybody to just get money left and right and right and left.
Oh, boy.
Doesn't work that way.
That family. One caller was on fire, man.
His name was J.C. Man, in Sacramento.
I'm redundant with this. I couldn't recognize the Niners' offense with McCaffrey all throughout the playoff. They should have lost to Green Bay.
Then why would you pay
Ayuk
28?
Think about that game.
Why would you pay him?
Detroit. Think about the coach who was an idiot that day. Campbell's not an idiot, but that day you were, and you allowed them to run you down. Mm. And then in the Super Bowl, it was third downs, you win.
Actually, you're making so much sense here. Their offense was totally pedestrian in the postseason.
But nobody
knows. So let's go pay Ayuk.
No, stop. I would look at it like Ayuk wasn't the problem. Well, maybe
Kyle and Lynch look at it as though he was one of the problems. It's not hard.
I'm not saying you're wrong, but
you know,
that's the lead.
Let me try to help you mostly.
Well, for what?
Sometimes they'll bring a consultant in to take a look at a corporation or an infrastructure. Maybe sometimes they'll bring a consultant in to assess the boss.
Yeah. I've worked corporate.
And you know what they do? They do something called a 360. Okay? 360 degrees. That means the consultant looks at it from everybody's point of view.
I like this.
They interview the boss. They interview the people who worked for the boss. They interview the people above the boss. They interview the people that work peripherally with the boss. And then they make a determination with the big picture in hand. You tend to look at it from one particular point of view, which is fine. But there's a bigger picture at play.
The football team, Donnie.
Exactly. Football team. Exactly. And the future.
Oh, good God.
They need to remain viable.
Well, you cut corners somewhere else with somebody else.
No,
you don't.
No,
this dude
no,
is,
no.
All right,
no.
I'm being honest.
They don't have
you
to.
You think Brandon Ayuk is special?
No, I don't actually. I think he's really good.
I think he could. I think he's yeah. good right now, and he could be special.
Right.
I really believe that.
Right.
In and he's not, an All-Pro already. I know you're
will
not
into
he that.
Ever be special in this offense?
I think we got that answer.
Exactly. No. Because that's not who they are. Mm. Here's the other thing. I'm not the greatest analogy, but why everybody says, Warriors need a seven footer. Why have they never gotten a seven footer? Because
they don't grow on trees for one,
but also because a seven footer, a traditional seven footer didn't really fit in to what they were doing when they were winning titles. Mm.
But they had a chance. I was going to say Wiseman's, Donnie. They had a chance. And they felt like he could fit.
They drafted Wiseman 7 years ago, Goo.
But still.
He stinks.
They won a chip after.
He stinks.
Oh, I know it.
Thank you.
But they wanted him, is my point. It went against what you're saying, that they were winning chips. He still was attractive.
They thought they were done winning chips.
Oh, okay.
James Wiseman.
Don't get mad at him.
At who?
At Wiseman.
Why would I?
This man.
I don't get mad at people because they stink.
That was a group pick, too. Remember,
you
Lakeham
don't know that.
Lakeham told us that.
Bob Myers. And he said they were going to win a title, and you bought that, too.
That
you buy
me.
Things hook, line, and sinker,
that hurt
Goo.
Me. That hurt. I ain't buying this trade. They just cannot afford to lose them. Now, you get Amari Cooper back, we'll drive you to the airport, buddy. But come on, Steiny. I'll believe it when I see it. I know the Rams and McVay are like, do it. Trade them. Seattle, trade them. Oh, who else in the division? Arizona, trade them. Please. Please trade them. Wow, man. Be careful. You're playing with fire, and you know the other part of that.
Kyle is from the Xfinity Mobile text line. Kyle's been pedestrian in the playoffs. He's 8-4. Do you realize how many coaches are 667 in the postseason?
I didn't say that.
Maybe like three.
I just want to know what happened to the offense in this last run.
Your boy couldn't get open.
Debo.
That's why they're not paying him $28 million.
They should have lost Saturday night against the Packers.
So
real
simple.
Niner fans know. They didn't. I didn't want them to lose. They should have lost that game. Green Bay outplayed them.
Okay. Yeah. And what does that mean right now? Not a damn thing. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Two short segment on the other side. Yes, that's what we're going to do, and I got to start packing up my stuff on 95.7 The Game.
I root for Africa.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Right, this is a...
Oh, it's a banger.
There you go. I don't think they say that no more.
Oh, don't they? I don't know.
Evan, what do they call it?
Oh, what's...
It's still a banger.
So Ken, Evan, and I rode in the caddy Friday after having a couple of adult beverages.
Mm-hmm.
Freestyle Friday,
that's
in
great.
The caddy Friday.
That's great.
Headed to the college.
That's what you want to say on air. The three of you got into a car after you had drinks. That's real smart.
Oh, no, we had a driver. Come on, you know who was driving.
Yeah, you
were. Yeah. No, you were supposed to call me out on that, but you know who was driving.
608. I'm tired of hearing that they should have lost to Green Bay, Guru. They were never down more than one score.
Aaron Jones should have took it to the house on that reverse, whatever it was. Marcus Allen in the Super Bowl missed me. The game was everybody thought they lost after he went. He's slow. Had he had speed,
you.
He would have took it home. And that game was
though.
But I'm not here to bring the party down. I'm just telling you they were outplayed. And if Savage catches that pick six from Purdy, what are we talking about now?
If.
But hey, get mad at me.
If.
You know, if it was a fifth.
If.
Then what about the next game, Mouth?
They won.
They were down 24-7.
Exactly.
At half.
Right. And they came back and won.
That ain't the standard the Niners
are. Oh, yeah. They can win every game by 20. See, that's your problem.
Stop it,
that's
Stein.
Your problem.
Not be down 17 at home at half for championship game.
And they won.
Because of Detroit's incompetency.
Okay. No, because of Brandon Ayuk caught a ball on my helmet.
That he did. Concentration.
He caught a ball off a helmet, all right.
We had somebody else driving. People, relax.
Well, you...
Yeah, you are just... you. That's all
I
you
didn't
saw
say
in that. Not you guys had a great time. Who was rapping? You had to find some fault like a dad. Damn!
I'll tell you,
like a federal agent. Who is that?
I know the boss. You're having too much fun.
He's never said that to me, by the way. Well, I haven't had it.
You realize you just had three consecutive thoughts that went bing, boom, boom, and they were all different.
Sounds good. I'm four corners right now. Too. Bring us home, Steiny.
All right, I can do that. Shoot, there's one thing I wanted to say, and I forget. It was something about the... You know what? In times of need, let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to Emmanuel in Newark. Hey, Emmanuel, how you doing, my man?
Nice. Doing good on this beautiful day. Hopefully you guys are having a good day as well.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I just wanted to drop in another thought last I had done yesterday. Yesterday I compared Brandon Ayuk to Marquise Goodwin.
Yeah.
And he's more like Brandon Lloyd to me now that I look at it.
Wow.
Here's the point I want to make. Guru. You're saying that he's a budding star, he's a rising star. Now, that's great if you're playing with you're using your eyes, you're looking at the optical illusion. If you look at the paper stats, let me go over with you.
Okay.
In 2020, the man caught 60 passes for 748. 21, 56 for 826. 22, he got 78 for 1,015 and 8 totes. And last year, he gets 75 catches for 1,300-plus yards, 7 TDs. What is the difference between 2020, 21, 22, 23? Is it his play, or is it because his quarterback came in and elevated his play?
Mm.
So that's why I'm saying he's more like a Brandon Lloyd to me, because you know what? He ain't showed me that he should be paid like Jerry.
Okay.
He ain't showed me he should be paid like T.O.
No.
He showed me he should be paid like Brandon Lloyd, because you are fitting into the system.
Okay.
Because your quarterback helped you win them games. You played a part in it, but your quarterback got you the ball most times.
Let him finish.
No, he's done. He's done. Now, I will say
thanks,
this.
Emmanuel.
Brandon Ayuk will never win the numbers game because of the 32nd ranked team when it comes to how much they pass. We understand that.
That's why he's not getting paid.
But I wouldn't say quarterback. I would say running back. And we could do that with every team.
No, we couldn't.
Oh, this running back allows you to do this or that. But at the bottom, I guess it's just the feel thing, Steiny. I'm telling you, I think I know football enough. And I've watched this Niner team as currently constructed. I'm being real here. And I'm telling you right now, they would be foolish to think that they can reach the heights that they've gotten to. I'm talking about playoff wins, or it'll be easier without Brandon Ayuk.
Well, what does it matter? They haven't won a Super Bowl anyway, which hasn't been good enough for anybody.
Partner.
So if they don't win it again, so what?
Now, see, when you say it like that.
Thank you.
But, Steiny, they've been knocking at the door.
Now knocking at the door is a good thing.
No, it's assumed around these parts. Because
why?
Because you got a prolific offense during the regular season.
I would never assume that my team's going to win every year.
I'm not. But outside of the Chiefs, who's won more than the Niners since 2019?
So why are you treating them like an expansion team? Like John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan don't know what they're doing.
No, we got people, and I appreciate his call, calling up and opening, you know, their chops, saying or trying to devalue Brandon's contributions. That's all. He's not the byproduct of
75.
Okay.
That's how many yards a game he averages.
But if you put him in Dallas, this is what I'm going to do real quick.
He's not in Dallas.
No, but if he were.
But he's not.
But that's how he's trying to get paid, I believe.
And
that's how he's trying to get paid.
Run that system.
Yeah, but and if you put him in Cincinnati, I believe. Is he Jamar Chase? No, but Steiner, he could put up buku numbers.
You're answering all your own questions. He's in the 49. The 49. Why should the 49ers pay him what he would do in Cincinnati? And again, I'm
not saying.
Maybe
they didn't think he was going to ask for this. We've had people allude to that or whatever his number he's asking for.
This is moments ago from NFL Network Training Camp Live. Ian Rappaport reporting, it does seem like the eventual outcome is Brandon Ayuk playing for the Pittsburgh Steelers. The 49ers moving on for some draft picks.
I like it.
Oh, boy.
I don't like it.
Can we analyze, Evan, the report? Like, and I love Ian. Like, do we feel any more?
Yes.
Like the babies could close? Like, Evan, how do you feel when you read that?
That's the first big boy that's given any credibility to these reports that we've seen for the last couple of days. So I feel confident.
Oh, boy.
Filippone rising.
At the end, forget Dark Knight, Filippone.
We're taking apologies.
Wow, man.
I will say this.
It's still, baby's still not here.
If that's the case, John Lynch and Shanahan's press conference is going to be fascinating.
Oh, no, don't.
I will say that.
I hadn't even thought of that. By the time we hook up tomorrow,
are we ever going to talk about Lowry Markkanen and the Warriors offseason?
Can you imagine had they even pulled the deal off?
You know what? Now here's another. Okay, so this is perfect. This is perfect. You not only move Ayuk, you don't get a player back him.
And that's the,
And you know what? Now do the same thing with Trent Williams.
Steiny, you're tripping, man.
And then go out and win it all.
Steelers didn't want to give up Dan Moore.
Now that's a four. Dan Moore for four.
Well, they would have given up more, but once the 49ers wanted Calvin Austin, they're just asking for too much.
What about Filippone calling Justin Fields? I like it.
Nobody cares.
Cordell Stewart.
Yeah, nobody cares about this Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback situation.
You told him I'd call him late. That was pretty good. Oh,
Steelers wanted to give up more. 49ers asked for less.
Man. Exactly. Man, oh, man.
I mean, it is like, let's say they offered this guy Dan Moore, who's not very good, and this guy Austin, who might be worse. I mean, at that point, you do say, give us multiple picks rather than those two guys. If, you know, evaluate them highly.
Got action? You think by the time I see you tomorrow, it's done? Or is this going to be another one that
that's a good one.
We're still at bay.
If it's future picks, though, I mean, it's basically a salary dump.
Man. Yeah. It's a good thing they got his replacement.
Oh, the guy with the shoulder injury?
Injuries.
Ricky Pearsall, baby. Ricky P.
Ricky Neosporin. That was bad. I tried to come with Ben Gay.
I'll try to come off that and just
you can't
move
be great
on.
All the time.
What's coming up next in the game is Willard and Dibbs coming into the house. But more important than Willard and Dibbs, we're sponsored by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Segment also brought to you by Safeway.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.